Even people who serve in the military with no particular incident or injury can have difficulty readjusting to civilian life. We've heard that from many vets, and life is just that much harder for a veteran who comes home with an injury or disability. There are medical and rehabilitation services available, obviously. And then there are programs that offer healthy diversions, and those include Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing. You can guess from the name that vets are introduced or reintroduced to fly fishing to take advantage of many benefits that activity offers. We have two guests with us. John Storfold is with the Rogue Valley Fly Fishers, and he leads Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing in the Rogue Valley through the Southern Oregon Rehabilitation Center and Clinics, the VA facility in White City. John, thank you for joining us.
I'm glad to be here and give a chance to talk about the program.
We're looking forward to it. Daniel Morgan is with us as well. He's the Chief Marketing and Communications Officer for Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing, joining us from an airport somewhere on the East Coast. Daniel, thank you for joining in today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
If you would give us an overview first, Daniel, I mean, since this didn't start in the Rogue Valley, how did Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing get started?
Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing was started in 2005 by a retired Navy captain by the name of Ed Nicholson. Ed was visiting Walter Reed Army Medical Center for his own medical treatment, and while he was there, he saw countless young men and women who were just returning from the war struggling, and he really thought, there's something I can do. And as a lifelong outdoorsman, he really had this very simple spark that he would take them fly fishing, enable a day outside of the hospital. And what started there at Walter Reed was the genesis of a comprehensive program that meets regularly, has expanded nationwide at VA facilities and DOD facilities across the country, offering not only just fishing trips, but also a core program of fly tying, rod building, and really building general camaraderie across the generation.
So, John Storfold, obviously, if you're with Rogue Valley Fly Fishers, you've been fly fishing for a long time. How did the concept of Project Healing Waters get put before you?
Well, far before I got involved in the program, Dick Butler, a member of the Southern Oregon Fly Fishers, got wind of the program being started, and he himself, being a vet, gathered a couple of his close friends, and they're also members of the Southern Oregon Fly Fishers, and they started up the program in conjunction with the White City Rehabilitation Center, and that was, I believe, we started in 2006, and that program was sponsored by Southern Oregon Fly Fishers as far as the outings, but the volunteers are the key, you know, and they started what we call Fly Fishing 101, if you will, teaching the guys how to fly fish and everything else. And then at the end of a four sessions, which is over 4 weeks, they would take them out on the water and take them fishing. And then we'd take them to dinner, and everybody had a great day, whether they caught fish or not. And it was just the getting out, the mechanics of, you know, the fly fishing and stuff like this makes a guy concentrate on what he's doing. And also, he hopefully take his mind off his other issues.
So that's really the heart of it, isn't it? I mean, so there's something else to do other than to stay in the space you've been in.
Correct. And getting outdoors and getting involved in a healthy, productive manner, and being with other folks who can relate to your issues, although we don't pry on what their issues are. Most of the folks at my particular center are not physically disabled, although I do have a few. Most of them are going through, you know, PTSD or some other rehabilitation, you know, for, you know, psychologically.
And so we're talking to the folks at their Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing. John Storfold is with the Rogue Valley Fly Fishers, so he leads up the program at the what's everybody still refers to as the DOM in White City, the old Veterans Administration Domiciliary, which is now the VA Southern Oregon Rehabilitation Center and Clinics. Daniel Morgan is the Chief Marketing and Communications Officer for the national version of Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing, and you can join the conversation on the exchange. Maybe share some stories of your own about either military service and being wounded or disabled, or fly fishing stories. Either one is welcome at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So Daniel Morgan, has Project Healing Waters, I mean, does it have a particular curriculum that, that sort of weaves in with what goes on at VA facilities?
Each program is unique. So we sort of really target the needs of the local community where our programs exist. So what the Rogue Valley Fly Fishers might do may be something different than, say, a program in New Jersey. They're really meeting the different needs of that local veterans community and population. But generally speaking, there is really a Fly Fishing 101 curriculum where you learn how to cast, and really just the mechanics of the sport. The same with an introduction to fly tying, which those happen, you know, throughout the year and in the winter months when fishing may not be ideal, and along to our rod building program. The great thing about the sport of fly fishing is that you never stop learning. It's a constant challenge. You can always get better. There really is no end game. So that's a really exciting thing. And with all these different components to our program, we see not only sort of the emotional or the spiritual healing, but many fly fishing is a very active thing. Broad range of motion, the ability to work on balance. Fly tying itself provides, you know, work with fine motor skills, things that people may be dealing with a traumatic brain injury or something of that nature. So the sport itself actually provides and mimics some traditional physical therapy, as well as, you know, creating this great community of like-minded people, not only of veterans, but really of outdoorsmen. And in that community, a lot of healing happens as well. So our programs, circle back around, are really focused on what are the needs locally. Is this program working with an inpatient population, an outpatient, both perhaps, and really looking at those factors.
And how many chapters are there across the country, Daniel, and how many people served so far?
So we have 212 programs across the country. We also have a program in Germany at one of the large Air Force bases there, serving U.S. service members who are stationed over there. And last year alone, we had about 3,200 volunteers serve 7,514 injured and disabled veterans nationwide.
Wow, that is impressive. John Storfeld, what are the numbers like for the Rogue Valley Fly Fishers and the Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing Program at the VA facility in White City?
Well, I think since 2006 in the inception, I think we're running somewhere between 350, 375 vets that we've run through the program. And, you know, that's over a six-year period. We're looking to expand our program. You know, he was talking about, you know, the different, you know, you have different seasons and you have fly tying and rod building. We have not delved into that. White City's program is predominantly an inpatient clientele. Therefore, it's hard. A lot of the people that we serve are don't actually live right here in the Southern Oregon Valley, but we do have a few, and we're looking to expand our reach to reach out to some of the outpatients and people in the local area and get something going in the arena of fly tying, because that you can do whether it's raining or not. You know, like he alluded to, there's a you know, fine motor skills and everything else, but it's a concentration to getting away from you know, focusing on something else and learning a new skill. And
I'm reminded
I'm not
by
sure what else to say about about that.
Sure, but there was one thing that Daniel said, John, that I want to come back to, which is the idea that you can always learn more in fly fishing. Are you ever an expert at fly fishing?
The first rule I tell my guys is if you listen to somebody who's trying to teach you fly fishing and he says he knows it all, he's the last person you want to listen to.
All right, that answers the question. So let's talk about the training of the people who accompany the vets out on these trips. I mean, what do you guys have to learn in addition to knowing some fly fishing skills, John?
Well, they have to be cognizant, and I would say a majority of my folks that help me train the guys how to fly fish and everything else are seasoned fly fishers. And the majority of the folks that help me are with the rogue fly fishers and the Southern Oregon fly fishers and volunteers. I do have a few that are affiliated with the program that aren't within those two clubs, but the majority of them come from those two clubs. And I make sure that they're aware of the, be sensitive to the guys and what they've gone through, but most of these guys, being vets also, are well aware of the scenarios and the situations that have put these guys where they are. And it's kind of their way, even though they're out of the service now, they're of giving back.
We're talking about Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing with John Storfold, who leads the chapter out of the VA facility in White City, and he's also with the Rogue Valley Fly Fishers. Daniel Morgan is the Chief Marketing and Communications Officer nationally for Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing. Daniel, how do you finance the program? How do you pay for the services here? I mean, because you're not charging the vets anything, I'm thinking.
Yeah, so Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing, we're a 501c3 nonprofit. A lot of our contributions come in the form of through charitable foundations, grants, individual givers, charitable donations, as well as we have received three grants from the Department of Veteran Affairs.
Okay, so that takes care of some of the money. I understand you too. You have some aggressive goals for growth. Tell us about your plans for the next few years. Daniel, there?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
I was going to ask you about your I looked at your strategic plan. You have some fairly aggressive goals for growth for the next few years. Can you walk us through what your plans are?
Sure. So we're really looking. There are, I believe, 3.6 million disabled veterans across the United States, and we would like to expose our program to all of them. Our mission is focused on striving to serve those who've made great sacrifices in the service of our nation. So we're looking to expand our program, be able to bring our program to communities and locations where there is a need for it, and to continue strengthening our core program nationwide.
John Storfold, talk about what it's been like to take guys out to the river and get them into this thing that you've been doing, I would think, for a long time yourself.
Well, I think, personally, I get just as much out of it as the vets do in the rewards of seeing these guys when they catch a fish or something along that nature. And at the end of the day, you know, they're just grinning from ear to ear. And I can't think of a single vet, whether they caught fish or not, that didn't have a great time just getting out, being on the water, enjoying the program. And if anybody didn't have a good time, they sure hit it well.
And I know, but notice too the discussion earlier about the seasons of fly fishing. I mean, Southern Oregon doesn't get terribly hard freezes in a lot of the good fly fishing water. So do you get out there in some pretty cold weather sometimes?
Yeah, we're getting ready to do an outing, and you know, as you're well aware, our seasons are just changing and getting towards the wet side. But we kind of focused this particular outing, we're trying to catch the front end of the steelhead season, so we're going to put them in boats and up near Shady Cove and hopefully get them into some nice steelhead. Last year, one of our veterans, not everybody was able to hook a nice steelhead, but one veteran got into three of them, all over 25 inches. So that was a great outing for him, and you know, it also everybody else, even though they didn't, may not have landed a nice big one, most of them caught fish of some size or another. And I think just being out on the boat, being out doing something, because fly fishing, unlike sitting on the bank watching a bobber with a worm under it, you're actively, it's an active fishing. You know, not, it's not passive, just sitting there waiting for a fish to bite.
Ah, you've just now defined the great difference between fly fishing and all the other kinds. So you do have to do something. You got to move that rod around over and over and over again.
Correct. And then, you know, placing, you know, you're placing, you know, as the boat's drifting down the water, you're placing the fly in different areas, and the guide or the rower, who may not be a guide per se, who is acting as their guide, is telling them, okay, put your fly over there, and this is usually a good section. Fish, you know, generally hold in here, et cetera, et cetera. So, in the spring, especially this spring, the waters were so high, we went to a lake outing, and we went to Lake Selmac, and even though the fish weren't as big as, you know, going after steelhead, you're catching bluegill, crappie, bass, et cetera, and there, everybody that went out caught fish, and it was a great day on the water, and we, you know, the Lord blessed us with a great day of weather, and had a little barbecue at the end, you know, some burgers and hot dogs, and so it was a great outing, and getting the guys away, you know, day outside and day on the water, there's nothing better.
All right, that is what Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing is all about, helping disabled and wounded vets get back into some kind of rhythm of life. John Storfold is with Rogue Valley Fly Fishers and leads the chapter out of the VA facility in White City, the Southern Oregon Rehabilitation Center and Clinics. Thank you for joining us today, John.
Oh, it was my pleasure, and, you know, you might throw out there, anybody that's interested or has any questions about Project Healing Waters, can feel free to look on the, go to projecthealingwaters.org or just Google Project Healing Waters, and it'll give them a great deal of information, and also
okay,
provide them contacts.
All right. Thank you, and Daniel Morgan, for joining us.